It's true that Advent is a joyful season, but it's meant to unsettle us a little bit too. We think it's about meeting Christ, discovering him in the manger of Bethlehem, coming face to face with him when he comes in his glory. But one of the unsettling ideas in the Advent readings is that when Jesus comes again at the end of time, we might miss him. In St. Matthew's Gospel, Jesus himself retells the story of Noah's Ark and uses it as a parable about how unprepared we can be. When the great flood came, he says, people weren't ready. They were too distracted with the preoccupations of their daily lives, and they missed the boat, quite literally. Jesus goes on to compare himself with a burglar who arrives in the dead of night and sneaks away again before the householder has time to notice. These images are quite shocking. Had it ever occurred to you that when Christ comes, you might fail to see him and he might not wait? There will be one chance and it will be very quick. Imagine, says Jesus, two men in a field. One looks round and the other is already gone, just like that. Two women are grinding at a millstone. One is taken, the other is left. If it's so quick, then what can we do? Well, we can practice. I mean it quite literally. We can practice for the second coming. Now, you might think this is a bit mad, as if we have to put on some classical music, open wide the windows, and run through our lines saying, "Hello, Lord, nice to meet you." No. I mean that we can practice the skills that we will need to recognise the Lord and to respond to him in the right way. If you know, for example, that you have an important interview coming up, you will go over everything beforehand. If you're about to propose to someone in marriage, you will worry and fret about what you are going to say. Why shouldn't this be true, a little bit, for our faith? For example, at the second coming, we will have to talk to Christ, face to face, so we can practice for that now, talking to him in prayer, listening to him, spending time with him. So when we do have that great conversation on the last day, we won't be awkward strangers fumbling for words, but old friends gushing with news. And at the second coming, we will have to honour him and revere him, so we can practice for this by honouring his presence in other people, in those around us, and especially in the poor, the sick, the lonely. We can give him more honour than we usually do in the scriptures and the sacraments. Hopefully, we will get used to all this and it will become second nature. And at the second coming, we will have to leave behind many things and let go of our possessions. So we can practice this too, by cultivating detachment, doing without something, and living more simply. We know that he will knock on the door unexpectedly and ask us to go with him one day, straight away. Can you imagine saying, "Not now, I still need to pack my bags"? It's better to practice so we are ready, instead of being complacent and falling asleep. He loves us dearly, and the only reason he bothers to come is because he wants to take us with him. But if we are not really interested in going, he might not wait.